workshop for October 17th, 2020. And for the
records at Mayor McDonald. Mayor Carter?
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin?
Here.
Councilmember Evans? Councilmember Fullerton? Councilmember McClyman?
Here.
Councilmember Swatman? And Councilmember Watson?
Here. Second.
Aye.
Now, straight into a presentation from MT. So this picture, that's a shell, shell, tree. Show you all your thoughts. Sure. Find this property. Very. The negative speed. I don't want to go. Chaos.
can't hear the meeting. Well, that's nice, but I can't very well do anything because I can't hear what you're saying. There's no microphone. Well, that's good, but I can't hear nothing, no way. Doesn't matter. I can't talk because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just on her end, or is it just... Oh.
Maybe you don't have any electricity.
It could be. Is it working now? Campfire.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
I mean, I heard you.
Okay, thank you.
And by some technical difficulties. Are you ready to proceed then? We think? Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry for that. Anybody didn't hear? Nothing was really missed. We're just talking about the history and pictures of the current state. Understanding the landscape, this is where we're starting to really get into the meat of the matter. With Tahale and with the unprecedented growth that's going on in Bonnie, there's a ton of demand for local sports. Because I run a local soccer club, we're trying to be creative every day. We're trying to find new and creative solutions to try and get all the kids to play. Tahale coming in, and I'm just going to use my daughter as an example. She goes to Bonnie Lake High School right now. She has two classes in the hallways. So if there's, for our high schools that are undersized right now, if we don't have classroom space, imagine trickle-out effect if you want to play sport and stuff like that. As Tahale continues to build feel really passionate about the need to have more sports fields, more places to play. So if we can work together to find a solution on that, let's try and find a way. These kids busy and active for all the right reasons, for health, learning camaraderie, for leadership. So this is just a stat growing and probably not going to stop that. So how do we together to find fields? Why I'm here.
Slide.
All right, what we have in mind, like I said before, I'm not going to go through every line of this, and I just want to talk to you guys about what our goal is, questions and shots at me. So what we would like to do is build a club. Mount Rainier Athletic takes into consideration all lots of reasons for that. I'm a firm believer that many hands make light work. The more people we have involved, the easier it'll be to get things done. Also, I'm a firm believer that we need to have people chip in so they take ownership. We're renting field space from the school district. They've done a fee where they're allocating a certain where they're all. They know if we make a mistake, you know, that the field there. So I'm hoping that with the help of the council and the people in the community, one large sport give you guys, city council and schools, one throat to choke, one person to hold accountable, one person that can answer questions about it. No other reason than to help streamline, because I think we're in a massive need right now. Dragged down by 17 different sports programs. That is our goal, is to unite that. We've met with most of the sports programs. We haven't, we will, and we've had quite a few of them join us so far. And I'm just gonna be transparent with you guys. If just talking about joining for a reason, aren't gonna do that. When they come see the report, see the potential, and they know. So the sports program out there, they wouldn't have joined before when others, you know, Scott being charming, they're now going to join because there is a thing. They can see it. They go, oh, my goodness, we can put batting cages there. There could be people. They start talking about those things, and that gets people invested, people committed, people wanting to help us. That's our goal, is to have everybody take a part and be a steward in that. If we, me and you guys, build this thing, everybody has to do something. Everybody has to build. I want to have. So that's the 9-minute pitch of what we'd like to do there. Clicking on this. The most recent one to talk about joining us is Bonnie Lake Robotics. That was pretty cool. All right. So this is a high-powered artist rendition of what it would look like in the future. Time machine. So this is the property. Goal would be to leave the big trees that are here in the front, have a horseshoe type entrance and exit while leaving all these existing buildings and trying to repurpose them. These are those really dilapidated buildings that we talked about. This road goes through the middle of that haunted house right here. These buildings over here we'd like to reuse and repurpose, get them back online. There is a significant grade difference between this street here and the back over here, where we're trying to figure out how we would deal with that grade, because that's millions of yards, cubic feet.
Big toys.
We can hear you, by the way. Oh, and okay.
Not Friday the 13th, so.
No, we're good.
All right, so you see here is what we propose. This could change. These aren't sport-specific types. They're just ideas. If we got, you know, rugby, or if we got football, then, you know, we would probably change our TikTok. Try and get people. It's a space most efficiently with the people that want to. We can hold all of our questions to the end, or you guys?
We've toured it with you, so I know what you're talking about, so.
You're doing a great job explaining it.
Yeah. Have we all been out there, the whole council?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody has been out there except for Justin. He's been offered but has declined to go at this point. I do have a question. What sports have joined since you started kind of moving towards this whole thing?
Because we're not making a big deal about signing contracts. Maybe mm-hmm. we should do better about that. That are verbally committed. We have a baseball club committed. We have a rugby club committed. We have pickleball committed, and we have soccer committed. Flag football committed, and probably tomorrow close on. So, but there's plenty more. And the ones that if anybody's listening that, you know, get mad and send me hot texts right now, we just haven't got to everybody yet. Plan. See lacrosse. Want to see football. Want to see. My goal, personally, would be to as many people as we can get. What I would. Not hung up on it being just sports either. Space that we can do things, other things, then let's talk about
it. Is that enough room for parking? I mean, I see when you're down at Kelly Farms, and that place is, well, I think it's kind of the fair down there. There's lots of cars down there.
I know you're ready to ride bicycles.
I know you talked about before that we have a lot of people that drop their kids off and come back later.
Yeah.
It just seems like an awful tight.
And probably because this is opaque, this color.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could have done better for some dimensions on there.
Okay.
There is a lot of space. We didn't line it, you know, over here, all this space here. We didn't line it for parking, but this is a lot of space there. Stalls we came up with, but we're using Kelly Farms, and that those are game days too. You know, Kelly Farms, what you're seeing when there's all those cars, that's on a game day.
Jason, what kind of parking requirements do you require with something like this?
Into the city, and it was public facility zone. I want to say. There is a ratio in the municipal code of a certain spaces per 1,000 square feet of developed sports recreational areas. So we would look at the square footage of the fields, the recreational building, divide it by 1,000, and there's a specific number of parking stalls that come out based on that ratio. And I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's somewhere between 3 and 8 is what my memory is telling me, but I could be way off, but there is something in the code for recreational requirement for parking facilities.
I'm just concerned about any problems in the neighborhood. We talked before about not causing congestion out there too. So when you come back next time,
absolutely,
could for that be wonderful. Thank you.
We have, you know, I'll try and cover that in some of the next steps. If I don't cover that before I leave up here, hit me again. About the next step. These are always cool because they show, you know, what we could potentially do with the space. But this is, you know, until we get the engineering and the design back, until we get all the players, strategic partners, but this is a remission. This is what we need.
Good.
So how are we gonna do that?
Oh, Scott, I had a question.
Gotcha.
Just in the previous picture with the larger fields, and I'm assuming those are all turf because that's what you're saying is the need right now. In regards to the larger fields, are those fields that can then be separated into different quadrants where multiple teams are playing, or is it just two teams, one game per field?
For practices, we traditionally will use one field.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Gains, depending on the shot front was modified for the younger. We're designing that on purpose because that's further away from that. I don't know how to go back.
Page down.
There you go. So these are modified fields. So these are for your younger kids. And then for when we're doing practices for older kids, we go this way with the fields. We break the fields into four. Then same thing for games. You know, we could put, you know, we'd split this in half, little kids, or we could split this into thirds for depending on our needs.
Yeah.
Fields, we do that.
Okay.
Right. So how we do this, you know, the eight coming with the plan, so take a step towards the right direction, okay? One is to build a one-stop shopping, to build a facility, a sports facility that could, that was multi-sport, location for. Two, how are we going to do the money? Part of that gets back to the design engineering, see what Barkhausen comes back with, see how much we can actually do. So right now, we're guessing that's what we can do until they come back. Parking, you know, those are the guys that know those things. That's what we'll get, you know, there's in a sense construction cost. Organizing right now, what are we doing? Organizing. We're getting people together. We're a coalition of people. Many people that will listen to me. Also, you know, just playing for it. We're going to be looking for grants. Tournaments. That's another great resource for. Right now, we don't currently have fields that you need when you want to do a tournament. We can business in. Just leaving it. Stay and play. We could have a tournament where I'm here for a destination to play. This could be that. Building, build and create accountability. You know, I've logistics in this life and really like to have a tight plan, a specific plan. I want to have a smart plan, I want to have a measurable plan, and I want you to hold me accountable. Say, you know, say we're going to do something, I want you to say we're going to have it done in 2 years, and do that. Those are things I want to bring after we get people. Continue to strategic partners, these are just the basic ones. City of Bonnie Lake, County of Muckleshoot. Constituents in our clubs, rec, clubs, and the neighborhood. This is just more, you know, put this slide in here because we show everybody that we understand the territory. We understand that there's some monuments there. We understand that there's some Indian War stuff there. Understand that just turn our, you know, understand what does that mean? Something potentially might pay homage to that. Is there any way to partner with the tribe to do something collectively as a group? Is there anything we can do together to say, okay, we're not, you know, we're not ignoring this, and I don't know specific vicinity. Would like to just, all right, eyes wide open about that. Talk about that. Just want to talk about, there's other groups that aren't, there's all these trails programs, and there's all these other things that we take it all in and come up with, you know, measure three times and cut. help everybody? Sit down.
Now you're talking.
The jewel of the city, right?
It is.
It is the center of our community. It's the hub. Some could call it the heartbeat, right? It's where we should be building this.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Cool. I'm in.
Huh.
Yeah, I got it. And
all kidding aside, you know, it would be lovely to think that we could do something in Midtown together. It'd be awesome. My goal, my suggestion is we're going to need both. We need both because we need that many. We're woefully serving the kids that we have today. Don't start soon. We're just going to get further. It'd be nice to be, whichever one can go first, we should be trying to do that. I think we're going to need. I brought this up because I wanted to be ignorant of what's going on. I'd love to say if we can do this, maybe we can help with it. We can.
No.
We just take the bulldozers from one site to the next.
There you go. Perfect.
Maybe if you're successful, then your trust. That's it. Told you to do less than 9 minutes. So if we can get some feedback, this can. We need financial plan. We know we need design engineering site. What other things can you guys think of? Seeing that we're not taking.
And before we move to that step, we need the access and use agreement that Doug has. So we've sent you an access and use agreement that we're still waiting on feedback from you all on.
I'll speak to that real quick. Just waiting on.
Yeah.
And okay. Just navigating. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but just certainly before we cut Barkhausen loose and start going out there with weed whackers and everything, we need that access and use agreement. Yeah.
Andrews, did you hear that we're going out there with weed whackers? I heard you took a lot more people out there than you.
That's all good.
Do not.
All good.
We understand. We're not going to take any undue liability.
Yeah, Mr. Noel. No, I really appreciate all the work that your group is doing on this, you know, project, and that you're looking forward in Bonnie Lake and the needs of the future youth and athletic people that would want to use these sites. You know, that's really great. So I'm really, really happy to see you guys involved with this, you know, and the other council members and everybody that put the packages together and all the youth group looking to make it happen. So I'm really excited to see if we can work something out and, you know, look forward to your participation in the future.
Yeah, it takes a village.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, because...
Yep. We want to help. We should leave it better than the problem.
Yep. There's a lot of interest groups involved. So, you know, and you're doing a great job in keeping them involved. And, you know, whether it's just the historical or the neighborhoods or whatever it is, you know, there's all those traps and little pitfalls you're going to have to go through and keep up with. So, yeah.
I'm sure we're going to make some of you unhappy. Just let me know.
Well, nah, it's all good.
It'll be by ignorance, not by malice. Somebody's going to get mad.
Yeah. That's okay. That's fine. It's excited. You guys want to take the initiative to kind of get it rolling, because when the city tries to do something, you know, how long have we sat on WSU? You can see how well the city does at doing things. We need the private individuals with that partnership to get it done, right?
I appreciate your guys's, your role, your job. I see a need. Just a quick.
Yeah, just to be clear, you were involved with the development of the field at Kelly Farm? He's nodding his head yes. So, and then how long did it take to develop a field there?
We had Kelly Farm done.
Okay. And how many athletes does that serve?
because it's all grass, because it rains a lot here, so it's year round. So that's kind of a answer. But right now we run all of our the entry level soccer gets ran through. So when you guys drive by there on a Saturday, mm-hmm. you see all those people out there. That's entry level. It's just a 30% of the club. Mm-hmm. So that is the entry. That's the beginning level. That's the where it starts. So 700 plus we do futures. So we have our recreational and we have our futures, the little tater tots, the little 2 to 5 year old. That's how it started with Corliss. Just have that space in the very beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Please answer.
Councilmember Bolden.
I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for that presentation. And also, I know that your chief motivation is really and truly to serve the kids in Bonnie Lake. And so I do appreciate just the vision that you're having right now to be able to provide more for them. I know that that's definitely a hindrance in our community right now. And so thank you. I just want to say thank you. Yeah.
Councilmember Watson.
Thank you. And what you talked about, people coming to the sports events and then going shopping after breakfast. Last Saturday was a good example of that when I drove by quite often Kelly Farms. It's probably a couple hundred cars down there or something. And then they're dropping kids off and driving back out and going someplace. Mm-hmm. That helps our city tremendously.
We get thank you notes from Target all the time.
A few years ago, I talked to a developer about putting a hotel up here. His two biggest problems were there were no weekend sports going on to get people to stay overnight and spend the weekend. And there are no large businesses being industrial business in Bonnie Lake for them, for people to fly in just to do their job and go out. Right now, if this goes forth, what you're doing and what's going forward in East Town, might put those together, we might get a hotel in Bonnie Lake or the area, which we need desperately. So I can see how it's going to help not only the kids, but have our business grow with us too, which is important. And get more people to come to Bonnie Lake LA too. So I appreciate all you're doing forward. So multi-phase project for us in so many ways.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, we all know it's a bedroom community, you know, people come here to sleep, you know, but they also raise their kids here. Stay and plays are a big, big thing. Stay and play tournament could generate the revenue that could take care of building the next set of fields. You know, we just gotta get that time, that pump of getting started. Continue on. And the hotel would be a great idea. Business and person I go to this project. How does it make its own revenue? Not has to make its own. Talk about getting constituent. Spread that. Make it more affordable. I think so many, I'm tied to the soccer side. They're represented by our club and some of the best soccer are coming up. And I want to help stay on miles and miles away. Got a good thing going with soccer, and we want to.
Next time you come, it'd be nice to hear you're talking about so many different clubs. What would that encompass quantity wise, students possibly? Nice to hear that, because I know you're saying they're going to Sumner, they're going Enum, Clara, Buckley, and stuff, but is that 4,000, 5,000 over a year's period? Nice to know those numbers.
We estimate that we're serving 5,000.
Oh, okay.
Just with MRS estimates when we're talking about drop a pin in Bonnie Lake. We have a unique obstacle with the lake.
No, it's,
maybe you guys have heard of it. There's a big lake in the middle of it. So I'm not here to bring problems. I'm here to bring solutions. I'm not here for them. That's serious about build. As soon as possible, after we get the. Anything else, guys?
Any other questions? No? All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
Thanks, Scott.
It.
Thank you.
All right. We'll move on to council open discussion. Councilmember McClymans.
So I went out to the property and looked around. I've also spent approximately 20 years coaching soccer. I was a C licensed coach. Invested a lot of time and money in it. And most of the kids I know that took it seriously did better than most, just in the sense that when a 17-year-old gets home from competitive sports, they usually go to sleep, right? Instead of to their PlayStation. So that's a win. Just looking at all this stuff, I don't see how we can lose. I think if we gave MRAC $5 million and asked them to build something, I think we'd get a lot more than one turf field, right? Which is what we got at the park down there. I would also like to see how we could get out of their way. My kids grew up on gravel parking lots and grass fields, and they played in big tournaments a couple of times on turf fields, a couple of times in a stadium. But the grass fields are great for kids. They're great for everybody, the families that come. You know, I don't see how we can lose, and I would endorse us trying to move as expeditiously as we could on this.
Thank you. Any other open discussion? Yep. Councilmember Baldwin.
Hey there. Last week, the mayor had given a warning to a constituent that was speaking about sticking to city business and in so many words to exercise caution in what the constituent was going to say about maybe specific individuals. And I'm certainly not on the side of hurting people's feelings, being rude, being mean, whatever that looks like. However, I think as a council, as a governing body, we need to definitely err on the side of caution in how we create barriers towards people being able to speak to us. I already think it's hard for people to come to their governing bodies and address them and talk with them. And again, I'm not excited when somebody comes up and is saying something about me, for example, and that has happened. Or if they're saying something to someone else that I feel like is not necessarily true or whatever it may be. However, I just don't know that the step to take is to then create more barriers for people to be able to speak to us. I think we give people 5 minutes of time, and that's not very much time. It may feel like a lot of time if someone is maybe saying things that are harsh, but it's not the constituent's responsibility to be careful what they say to their government. That is a dangerous area to tread. And so last week what happened bothered me. It definitely bothered me, not because I was offended by whatever was being said, but it was just, it felt like a deliberate silencing or restriction on a resident that was trying to address the council. And so I know in looking at things, it sounds like we have some sort of Bonnie Lake Municipal Code, something saying that constituents have to stick to city business. I don't know that I agree with that. I think if residents want to come and talk to their city government, they have 5 minutes they can tell us the things that are burdening their heart or the things that are bothering them about the country, about the city, about the county, whatever it is, the state. And they should be able to air those grievances to us. I just don't understand. I feel like we need to make sure that that's not something we put in place as a restriction. I did not like that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there are three things that are really scary. One is when your government says, I'm going to turn off your mic. I want your guns. And where are your children? The microphone is definitely as serious as taking your Second Amendment away or coming for your children. So I feel the same way.
Anybody else? I would agree with you. Right. Councilmember Watson.
There are a few things, but I agree with you. I mean, I've taken abuse my whole life. That doesn't really matter from as a retail store manager, and you take it and you live with it and go on. You know, you wash your shoulders. People have an opinion. Everyone has an opinion, and they're right to their opinion. They want to come here and tell us what they think. That's fine. Stay within the requirements of our 5 minutes and what they're doing, and we feel safe with them around, then we're fine that way too. So, and just move on and listen to them. That's what we do as council members anyway. I've been there for 12 years. I've seen lots of people that have off away from here that have told me what they thought about me and the city, what we're doing. And why don't you do something about this, Tom? And I agree, whatever. So I look at it. So I'm good with it. But I also got a couple things covered real quick here. Of course, I went to CFF this past month. It was on October 5th. It was a really good meeting. I couldn't stay for the whole thing. It talked about mental health issues the schools are having. They've got a lot of stuff. I got all kinds of brochures here about preventing suicide. The amount of suicides they've had, attempted suicides in the school district is going on. They've got a resource center. They've got some training coming up for it. And part of the reason I left part of the meeting, I had to go to another event, but I have two people in my family real close to that have mental health issue or had, and they've since passed away because of that. She, three of them. My brother had it. My nephew had it, killed himself. My mom had it too. So I know what it's like. And with these kids, what they're going through these days and how things are being very traumatic. I think it's something that the city may want to look at too, how we can assist in some way, either workshops or something in the future. But it's really getting bad out there from what I've heard from the people and what they're doing. So something we should consider. And I'm not sure what yet, and just want to bring it to you to think about. And they have a mental health summit coming up for the schools or anyone else who wants to go to. If you're interested, let me know. Like I said, I've got a ton of information here. They also have the presentation after I left about the before and after school program for the kids, what's going on. And right at school, I guess it's going very well. That's going. So that was a good coverage there. Because I left early myself, Captain Evans and the mayor went to the homecoming parade. Had a great turnout, people all over the streets, good seeing so many people and stuff. It's nice to get that connection out there with everybody. And so hopefully in the future, we get some more council members out there just so they can see us and stuff. Because not, we used to have parades at Allen York Park for the council members. And we ride on a float down there and go down a couple of streets. So it was really good for exposure that we're people and getting yourselves out there. So what we can do to see in groups as a group of us together, I think it's very beneficial. They can recognize us and talk to us. They see us on the street. Also, last Saturday, I went to the Timber Ridge Animal Hospital grand opening. You know, there must have been 100 people there. I was there for over an hour talking to people. Meeting them, what's going on. They're so excited about the facility is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I put pictures on my Facebook page and stuff, but they've got a huge area for all their surgery and stuff, and they keep the pets at several rooms. I mean, it's just very, very nice. Many years ago, I went to their old facility. It was very small, hard to get in and out and stuff, as you know. So it's nice to see the businesses are putting their money back into Bonnie Lake for future growth that way. It's a great location to use it for a type of a business and stuff. So I'm glad. Hopefully, you'll see more doing things like that. People have been here for a while, and they're growing their business and doing more for the community. And I think that covers everything tonight I have. Thank you.
Yes. Councilmember McClymans.
Yeah, one more thing is I wanted to talk with the council or share with them, because this is the time we get to talk openly, is the you know, as a realization of when we get taxed, we should very definitely pass that along to the people that that are within that taxing district, right? It's not, especially if it's as a very targeted area. I think it makes complete sense to do that. Doing anything else would be crazy. So I just wanted to make sure you guys understood that's where I was at.
And we, to back him up, I think just anyone online, what we're doing is with the Lake Ridge area, because we're going to charge Lakeland Hills because our water goes out there and we sell them a higher price. Now, the city of Auburn wants to charge us for selling our water to the businesses up there, which is ridiculous. But if that's what they want to charge us for, then we need to charge it back to them too. I agree with you totally. It's too bad. I feel bad for them, but there's no reason for us to eat that extra charge in that area.
Yep. If I might, thank you for bringing that up. On CFO Ryerson had emailed out the council earlier. It's roughly about $200,000 a year. It would only apply to those City of Auburn residents. And so we would identify a line item on the bill that would clearly identify it as a, you know, City of Auburn utility tax. And so if those folks, you know, were understandably concerned about it, they could approach their council in the City of Auburn.
But yeah. And you'll send a letter out like what we received?
That way I think, well, maybe Stephanie can speak to that, but I think we...
Yeah, our plan, the authorization from... And letting them know what's going on their website. And
excellent.
Perfect. Thank you. Do you have something? Councilmember Baldwin.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to add, because I wasn't quite finished. I was curious then, what do we do? What would be the next step then for that municipal code? I was told that it is a municipal code.
You're talking back to your first issue?
Yeah. Okay. The city business.
Free speech.
You talk about the citizens' comments.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing in...
Looking up code currently for those following along online.
And I think I also want to just add, just on the record, I thought what was said was highly offensive. So please know that. I did not think it was kind, but at the same time, it's exactly what you're saying, right? Is that they get to say whatever they want to say, and yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
While they're looking stuff up there to try to verify what our administrative procedures are on that, you know, because being around for a long time, there are people that and groups that try to do that type of stuff, right? And so the ones that want to like target individuals, I think, is kind of a strange exception because they're here for city business, you know. And then there's that it's that free speech versus the ability of the council to actually do the work of the people, right? So. It'll be, you know, it's kind of up to the chair, really, to kind of try to nuance that around a little bit, because you don't want a situation where you're going to have a bunch of people that are going to, you know, use the podium for a political attack on particular people and not monopolize the time, right? You know, they can do that, yeah, under free speech kind of thing, maybe, but, you know, you'd kind of have to, you know, what our purpose to me for a council is, you know, my expectation as a citizen is that the council can do their work. And there's a lot of other people here, staff people here that, you know, do spend their time and really do get compensated for that in some way. So whether it's, you know, you're lining up in a political situation where you're going to have a political person come up and make his point 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, on and on and on, worst case, which almost never happens, is that the council conducting good business, right? So, you know, I think, again, to me, it's kind of a chair thing. So hopefully, because I've been here for 20 some odd years, and I've first time I've ever seen somebody or heard somebody say a curse word, right, in open public. It's like, time out. You know, there's other people listening to this the public that's listening to this, children. So you have to be careful with our words. Okay. We might have something from Shady.
So what it says is the public may address the mayor and council regarding any matter relating to city business or over which the city has authority. Is what it says. Yeah. But there also is a section on conduct and decorum when addressing the council.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that goes into being courteous.
Yeah. So it doesn't, because a long time ago, I think it said something about, you know, personal attacks and stuff like that. So that's probably been dropped out of there. So it's more open today.
Councilmember Fine.
So I think we have to be careful here to not differentiate between the spoken word and the written word. I know there's a great deal of correspondence that goes on that's very hateful and hurtful as well. There's no end to that, it seems. You know, and I really appreciate Councilmember Watson's broad shoulders, because hateful and hurtful speech, whether it's written or spoken, is we can do better, right? You can, if you have a need, you can do better. So I just challenge council to not listen to what's being said or how it's being said, but what is being said. And can we do better? Because it's going to happen in person or via email. It happens a lot too. So I get concerned that we're focused on just the verbal, because there's, you know, for every verbal incident that I can think of, and there's been quite a few in the 4 years I've been on council, I can think of probably 5 or 6 times more written that I get. So I think it's just the price we pay. And I personally, if I think that the executive is trying to turn off somebody's mic, I'm going to make a motion to reverse that immediately, because I feel it's inappropriate. I think it's 5 minutes of somebody's hate speech is a cheap price to pay for our freedom.
Councilmember Baldwin.
If I remember correctly, when I had first started, there was a letter that was read out loud. There was a curse word in it.
A second, I missed it.
Yeah, oh, I did not.
You probably remember better than I.
Which, again, people can address me in that way. I think you have to be careful, though, because people can come and tell government officials they don't like them. Mm-hmm. They can. They should be able to. It's not nice. It doesn't feel good, but we're government. And I think you are treading on very thin ice when you try to tell somebody that they cannot come and tell their government they don't like them. And so I also think that we don't have enough people coming to even speak, for that matter. So when people do want to speak, you know, it's not like we're spending a bunch of time having many individuals in lines coming to talk to us. I think on another side of things, I know that we had, when I was at the AWC conference, one of the things that they addressed was there was a council member that was talking with a lawyer, and the lawyer was making a presentation for us as government officials, and saying that, again, you have to be very careful in how you quiet a populace, and that you can't. She was complaining about constituents coming regularly each week, personally attacking her and saying things to her. She said that it was hate speech. She said that it was this. She said it was that. And the lawyer said it is not, because we are government officials. And she is addressing and speaking to her government. And so I think that's where, even as a city, we have to be careful. There are, I mean, that's what they said at the AWC. Again, I don't know if that is accurate, but, you know, he had been working in these several cases and was using case law to explain to us why we can't do that. So just another thought.
Senator Watson.
It's just a quiet, glaring evidence that, as a council person, you're always a council person, not just here, not just in this building, but whether you're at home, walking on the street, whatever, all times, no matter how you react, you're still a council person. And you have to answer for that when you do something that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. You good? Okay. All right. No other open discussion? All right. Next, we have a discussion item on the council retreat date. I'm sorry. We had Councilmember Watson, did you review the minutes?
We had one correction. One correction. It's been taken care of.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Now we'll move on to the discussion item, the council retreat date. And did we have a couple of potential dates to throw out there? I know, I've been really busy. I'm sorry. Well, it's open.
March 2nd. March 9th.
Hey, Scott. Whatever.
Why are they so far away, I guess, and they're not in January or something?
Oh, January, we have New Year's, then we have, is it Martin Luther King. So it just seemed like a lot. And doing new council members, getting them all their trainings done and everything like that. So February, and then February is a short month. So March seemed to be the good time in order to be able to get catering and stuff like that. Because we're thinking of doing it at the Public Services Center.
Nice.
Because they have the capabilities and we can do catering.
I thought it was for the small little rooms.
I would think February is a better time, but if you can't work in, then obviously March makes more sense.
Is it on you guys are thinking on a Tuesday or a Thursday?
No, this would be a retreat. So
that
it would
was
be like Saturday.
Last time.
All day Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You want to do it on a Tuesday? I'm fine with that.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know why they're so far out.
That's entirely up to you guys.
Any preferences from...
No, I just prefer sooner the better. So, you know, whenever. If it works out, March is the day, that's good. But, you know, I can do it January, like, 3rd. It's good for me. Yeah, that's when you got the new council members up. You know, the clock is ticking. You know,
right.
You know, we are setting policy.
Give me a little bit of time to get them going.
Well, there's no getting them going. You know, look at who you got coming aboard, you know. It's like you're really going to spend a lot of time training, you know, some of those people.
If there's no other direction other than as soon as possible, March 2nd sounds great to me.
Nice.
Does that sound okay with everybody? No issues?
It is a Saturday. You guys want to keep it on a Saturday? Do you want to change it to a Tuesday?
She's fishing. She's like, oh, please, please.
At what time would it start if we did it on a Tuesday?
All day.
It's an all day. So you
So we'd come all the way to 9 o'clock like we're doing right now.
No, from 8 to 5 usually.
Okay, so it would end beforehand. Okay.
It may not be your talk here, what you do.
Right. It's already planning ahead.
I'm good with Saturday. Anybody else have any issues? Either way?
I'm okay with Tuesday or Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday would make more sense for me for scheduling. But I could make a Tuesday work if I have enough notice.
Mm-hmm. I need notice.
5 months notice.
5 months would be good.
Substitute teacher.
I'm going to make an executive decision then and say this.
First second.
We're good.
Well done. Well done.
Good job, Terry.
All right. With any other discussion? Is that it?
Ta-da.
Seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Excellent.